another episode of the Effective Statistician, and this is another short Friday episode, and this is part two of this trust series that I currently have. If you have not yet listened to the prior episode, so the last Friday episode, then just scroll back in your podcast player and listen to that one first, because this is basically part one of this episode, which is part two. So in part one, I talked about that trust is super important and that it comes with three components. It comes with care, character, and competence. It comes with three things. And in the last episode, I talked about competence and how you can build that. So how you can increase the perception of competence. Of course, you need to have also some competence, but that's another thing. Care is a very, very interesting one. And care is very important in lots of different aspects, especially when things about competence may not be that kind of a big deal. Yeah. So, and care is something that you can directly influence and that you can look after quite a lot. So if the other person really understands that you have their best interest in mind and you want to help them, you want to support them, you want them to succeed, they will trust you more. Now, how can you do that? Now, the first thing is you need to listen really well. If you listen to the other person and really try to understand what they are saying, what their goals are, all these kind of different things, that will increase the likelihood of that you can actually care for the other person and say, the other person perceives that you are caring for them, increase a lot. So don't talk all the time. Yeah, you can, of course, ask questions, and you know, listening is not just kind of silently sitting there. It's listening also by asking questions, by rephrasing things. Listening is the most underrated leadership skill that you probably ever heard of. And so invest in that. When you then get these informations about what are their goals, what are their pain points, what are their constraints, then talking in terms of your help, your solutions, by helping them achieve their personal goals, taking into account their constraints. For example, they have a timeline constraint, or they have a money constraint, or their personal time is very restricted, or maybe they have a constraint in terms of their capabilities. If you take all of these things into account, that will show them that you care for them. If you have an open ear to them, to their struggles, things like that, that will show that you care for them. Now, then of course, you also need to really help them. And by doing that, when they see that, that guy, that girl, that they really help me, they feel cared for. And these can be, you know, very, very simple things, yeah, like finding a document, making it easier for the other person, making it faster for the other person, making it, you know, just simpler. These kind of things will make a big difference. So think about, from the other point of view, what can you do to make it easier for them? For example, can you create your results in such a way that it's easy for them to understand it? Can you talk them through rather than just send over hundreds of tables? That will show them that you care for them. So that is absolutely great in terms of building trust. So make sure that the other person perceives that you care for them. And start by listening actively to what are their goals, what are their constraints, what are their needs, how do they want to work together. So customize it to the individual person. And that will help you to gain trust with that person. Now, in the next episode, we will talk about the last thing, the character, which is probably the hardest because it is about the perception of you, and you can likely not, you know, change your character a lot. You can kind of help to shine it through. So stay tuned for the next Friday episode where we'll talk about that.